From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. During the recent boom years in Ireland, unemployment fell as low as 1%. Now, in the past year, it has risen to 11%, and it's forecast to go even higher. Compared to the U.S., the newly unemployed in Ireland receive more welfare benefits from the state. But as NPR's Rob Gifford reports, that generosity is putting the government in a bind.
When she was told she was being laid off from her job as a fundraiser at a Dublin charity, 34-year-old Dee Clare was shocked. She had just had a performance review and had been told she was doing well. Instead, she joined the 6,000 people losing their jobs every week here in Ireland and being forced onto unemployment benefit.
My first trip down to the social welfare office wasn't a great feeling, and certainly seeing the queues of people outside was very demoralising, and there was a sense, how long am I going to have to do this for? Almost begging for money. But however, they processed my application very, very fast, and I received €204 a week. That's about $250.
And that doesn't even include rental allowance, continued free medical cover, and if she had any, payments for every child. Ireland is very generous with its welfare payments. That generosity was not a huge problem when unemployment was 1%, but estimates say it could soon be between 17 and 20%, and the payments are already giving the Irish government major headaches, says Stephen Kinsella, a lecturer in economics at the University of Limerick.
The government is already spending 13% more on its social welfare provisions than it thought it would need to this year. Really, really large fiscal deficit the government is running. So the government's under serious pressure to actually reduce the level of unemployment provision. And if they do that, there's going to be a large-scale social unrest.
There have already been street protests in Ireland at the proposed removal of some benefits for seniors. Many of those affected by unemployment are not on the breadline. They're middle-class people with huge mortgages and large credit card debts. They are having to come up with something more than just unemployment benefits. 31-year-old Aaron Downs was laid off from his job and decided to set up his own training company. Like many in Ireland, he sees the system here that gives out €30,000, roughly $40,000 a year, to every unemployed person as unimaginative at best.
It's a dead weight. You know, you see in the paper 400 people losing their jobs. That's 400 times 30,000 in terms of social welfare benefit. Whereas, you know, they could go to employers and say, you pay a third of the person's salary, we'll pay the other two-thirds. They work 2-3 days a week, we'll train them on the other 2 days per week. And that person is out doing something. They're getting experience, they're getting retraining, and they're contributing back into the, you know, into the economy.
Well, listen, I just want to welcome you all again, first of all.
In a small conference room above a shop in a South Dublin suburb, a group of newly unemployed people is taking exactly that kind of imaginative approach to retraining. This is the Southside Partnership, an independent local development organisation that runs courses helping people to reinvent themselves. One of those taking classes here is the fundraiser laid off from her job at the Dublin charity, Dee Clare. Although she has now found a new day job, attending the course has helped her to set up a new company of her own, with its own website that she can run alongside her day job. A plan B for the future, just in case.
The point of plan B is that I will never be in a situation whereby somebody says, sorry Dee, we have to let you go due to the recession and due to us hemorrhaging money. I don't ever want to be in that situation again. And so I'm going to avoid that situation by creating a plan B.
Right across Ireland, you hear these stories of people using the setback of unemployment to reinvent themselves. And if there can be a silver lining to the crisis, this is it. That the inventiveness, creativity and imagination of the Irish people, perhaps a little lost in the easy money years, is coming to the fore once again. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Dublin.